The Apostle Paul tells us a great deal about himself in those first verses of the letter to the Romans. It's really the introduction to his letter. It's Romans chapter 1, verse 1. Paul, a servant of Jesus Christ, called to be an apostle, separated unto the gospel of God, which he had promised before by his prophets in the Holy Scriptures, concerning his Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, which was made of the seed of David according to the flesh, and declared to be the Son of God with power according to the Spirit of holiness by the resurrection from the dead, by whom we have received grace and apostleship for obedience to the faith among all nations for his name, among whom you are also the called of Jesus Christ. To all that are in Rome, beloved of God, called to be saints, grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. First, I thank my God through Jesus Christ for you all, that your faith is spoken of throughout the whole world. For God is my witness, whom I serve with my spirit in the gospel of his Son, that without ceasing I make mention of you always in my prayers, making request, if by any means now at length I might have a prosperous journey by the will of God to come to you. For I long to see you, that I may impart unto you some spiritual gift, to the end you may be established. That is, that I may be comforted together with you by the mutual faith both of you and me. Now I would not have you ignorant, brothers, that often I planned to come to you, but was hindered hitherto, that I may have some fruit among you, even as among other Gentiles. I'm a debtor both to the Greeks and to the barbarians, both to the wise and the unwise. So, as much as in me is, I am ready to preach the gospel to you who are at Rome also. For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation that everyone that believes, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. For herein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by faith. Well, what did Paul say about himself here? Well, he said, first of all, he had been set apart for the gospel. That was his job, to take the gospel of God wherever he went. And he said he had received grace, and he had been called to be an apostle. And his purpose was to bring the obedience of faith among all nations for the name of Christ. And he was a man who gave grace. He said, grace to you and peace from God our Father, the Lord Jesus Christ. He said that, I want to establish you. I want to help you. He's a helpful man, but he wanted to do it by both mentoring and receiving mentoring. We were comforted together by our mutual faith. That's what he said. And he said, I would not have you ignorant that I wanted to come to you, but I can't. He's doing his best he can from where he is with what he has. And he is a preacher of the gospel. He said, I want to come and preach the gospel to you. And he says he lives by faith. Wouldn't it be a good way to live to imitate the Apostle Paul as he imitated Christ? That's what he said. He said, imitate me. Follow what I do as I follow Christ. I think that would be a very good way to try to live today, to imitate the Apostle. Read that again if you can in Romans chapter 1, verse 1 to verse 17, and think about how you can have those same qualities with God's help that define the Apostle Paul. Let's pray. Father in heaven, as always, Jesus is my example, but I also have the example of the apostles and godly people who have gone before. I pray, O Lord God, that you would replicate in me some of the virtues of Jesus, some of the virtues that Paul exhibited as he imitated Jesus Christ, how he was called for the gospel, how he gave grace and peace to people, and he lived by faith, and he did the best he could with what he had from where he was, and how everything is by faith. In Jesus' name, amen.